How do you like the little sweater?
I love it, man. It's so cute.
Shit, it's kind of like they just smell, man.
Yeah, basically, we gave her a bath pichle dino. So she got sick, really sick.
Oh, no.
She's still sneezing, isliye. So, abhi winters mein we tried to minimize it.
So ours was like generally sneezing most of the time. It's like heavy breathing problems.
Oh yeah, with her it's really scary with them. And because when we got her haircut and anesthesia wagera ka scene tha, it was a scary shit. You had a Shih Tzu, you said?
Yeah, we had a Shih Tzu. It's called Cheddy. We had another. We have another dog. Wo hai like Coton de Tulier.
Is that
the Madagascar breeder, man? Random.
But yeah, they look similar. Right, like. So and he's called Buddy. So when we got Cheddy, like Cheddy Buddy ho jayega, fixing hoga, but they didn't get along at all.
What's the worst dog name you heard?
I had a dog called Ludo.
I know a friend who's named all her dogs after credit cards.
What?
Ek ka naam Visa hai, ek ka naam Mastercard hai.
How many more types are there? Like Union Pay?
PayPal. She had like four.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I had a cat once that I called dog. Like, I don't know. It's
because I can.
Just like, I don't know, he seemed like a dog. Dude. Like if he tried, it was a cat though.
I had such bad experience.
Anyone
with cats.
Listening to this would probably be like, "How many are these?"
Gosh.
Acha, let's start off.
So we can talk completely openly.
Yeah,
easy. I have asthma.
Acha, do the intro.
Okay. What's up, guys? Welcome to the third episode of Salt Club Podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us.
Who is in the middle of like coming back to the
surviving?
Yeah, sorry guys.
That's also
lovely sound effects.
Yo guys, this is Manu. I'm a singer-songwriter from Lahore, and
I am Sikandar. I manage Manu and I'm one of his best friends.
Sometimes he like tweaks around some lyrics as well, like in my songs, and he's like, oh, you like it.
He's being like, dramatic.
What's
your creative process, aise? How do you, is it like, do you ever like go, is baare mein maine likhna hai? Or is it like very naturally?
Yeah, it's changed over time. When I started, so... I'll take you, matlab she was a start kar le, yeah, that'll be easier. So I started writing songs in 2016 when I was still in HSN. Oh no.
Sorry, AC boys have comment section.
Not a nice time in my life. I had good friends though. So I started writing in 2016. Mocks chal rahe the. And usse, I've been singing my whole life. Like when I was 8, so my dad is, he plays the tabla, he's very musically like on insaan hai. And humare ghar pe har musical evenings ho rahi hoti thi and stuff like that. So when I was 8, when I was 6, my parents got me a piano teacher. So that's when I started learning music. Phir, like when I was 8, to mujhe Eastern classical ek ustad rakhwa diya. Ek chota sa bachcha hai. So I had been doing music, but I started writing my own songs in 2016. Chemistry ka mera mock tha, aur usse pichli raat mein.
Funnily, I started Saltfa during my mocks too.
Bro, koi scene hai,
creativity spark hai.
Tappe hue ho, bas
main padhna nahi hai, main kuch bhi kar lunga, main gana likh lunga. Padhna nahi hai bro.
When it started, it was quite random. It was like that song that the first song that I wrote does
Which
not
was?
Make sense at all. You'll never hear it.
So were you guys together when you started?
We were friends, but Sikki was studying in Manchester or London. So we weren't like, he'd be like a supportive friend. I think this time everyone was just being a supportive friend. They didn't really like what I was doing because I didn't even like what I was doing. But like,
I liked it, but like, I wasn't like very involved in it and stuff.
I mean,
like,
you wouldn't want to invest time in it. Like, if I look back, so I wouldn't have either.
Yeah, that's the like, if you continued making like, songs like that forever.
How do you think it changed over time?
I think it's just. anything you do, the more you do it,
the better you get at it.
Yeah. It's matlab thodi cliche si baat, lekin legit, like the harder you work, the better you are at it. Like, so that's how it started. Like, Urdu mein maine do gaane likhe, phir maine ek angrezi mein likha. Then so that's how it basically started. And shuru shuru mein, I think like the first 20 songs that I wrote were all very random. My creative process is ki I come up with melodies first and then fit in lyrics, at least for some songs. That's what I do.
So you do the music yourself?
No. When I'm writing, so ek shift aati hai mere music mein. I don't think you guys have heard the un logon ne baat ki baatein
suna
baat ki baatein is still this. So baat ki baatein se pehle jitne bhi maine gaane likhe hain were very, so I used to listen to Ed Sheeran a lot.
I listened to Ed Sheeran right after you and I was like oh my god. Can I say I think you're Ed Sheeran? He's like na kehna ho tab tak.
Hey man, like I'm a huge Ed fan, like because, I saw him live and us din meri really? Was last cry he like I actually cried. I was crying the whole time. I was my dream come true ho gayi thi. Main Wembley mein khada hua Ed ko sun raha hu. I was just like, what's up for you?
That is my
not getting attention.
Okay.
So that's, I feel like whatever I was listening to, usi tarah ka music bana.
Because it's very rare, because I heard you after he told me about you. And okay. After we went to LMM.
How did you find out about
My chacha was like, have you heard of this guy called Manu, like last year? And he
showed me your chacha?
He lives in Karachi. I don't know. Like,
How does he know? I don't know. He's like, someone showed me him.
Your like Baat Ki Baatein music video on YouTube. Yeah. And I was like,
oh, video was a bahut.
Yeah, it's such a cool video.
Yeah. There's this one thing I showed him abhi. There's this guy in the background in some shots. Who was Jar? Yeah.
People notice this.
Yeah. Computer lab. He didn't see him. And I was like, did you notice the guy in the back? He's like, nahi. I was like, dekhna.
Movie shot just staring.
And maybe swimming pool mein is just.
Yeah, but like I saw a music video and uske baad, like I listened to Dirwaze baad mein, and I didn't know you were performing at LMM until I got there. I was like, oh my god, I had to listen to him.
He like came back? Because
I've been like a fan for a few years ever since I heard that song. Cause I really like that, yeah.
Thank you, man.
So he came back and the first thing he said was from LMM, I didn't go. He went and he was like, yaar ek boy tha. I had to go somewhere else. Don't do this to me. And he goes, there was this guy called Manu there, and his crowd interaction was so good. I think he would be so interesting.
Yeah.
And that was the point. We knew you'd be an interesting guest.
Because out of all the people at LMM, I think you had like the best interaction with the crowd.
Thank you so much for that. It wasn't always that.
So were you like introverted, Shuru mein, or were you always this good with people?
Never. In the sense ki I don't think I'm good with people abhi tak, bro. Like other than performing live, I am where I am because of this guy. Because he does all of the social media stuff, interacting with people. Mere se nahi hota itna zada. Like kar bhi leta hoon.
Over time I've gotten better at it. He's picked it up and stuff.
Yeah, but like, initially though, like kuch bhi nahi mere se kiya jata tha.
So what's the scene with the alter ego? The yen and
should we bring it back a bit to earlier? Then it'll make sense.
Yeah, more. Okay. Yeah.
So pre baat ki baatein is basically maine 2016 mein gaane likhne shuru kiye, finished my A levels, then took a gap year because I was gonna do medicine. Doctor Manu hone laga. So medicine ke thoda late hote hai na, like you apply for med school late. So I was just. मतलब I wanted to convince my dad's an artist, तो मतलब एक था always कि हाँ नहीं ठीक है music का fit scene. I have really supportive parents, which is great.
Yeah.
But they wanted कि like मेरा कोई अच्छा professional and everything. Yeah. So I took the gap year just so I could prove it to myself and everyone around me that this is something that I can do. So I spent the whole year just writing songs. मतलब I think मैंने 200 गाने लिखे थे उस एक point में, which are really bad songs. But some of them were good and they were very acoustic pop. उस तरह के love ballads थे basically. Because writing love songs is the easiest thing ever.
Were they inspired by heartbreak or just infatuation?
I mean some heartbreak as well. Yeah, but then funnily enough. I wrote some of my saddest songs ever.
Zaroorat nahi thi. Some of them like you weren't like super sad or
that's
something.
That's what I'm saying. My saddest songs that I've ever written, I wrote in a really happy time in my life. So matlab us point pe bahut random hota tha. And then baad ki baatein is the point where I started to like sing with this flow ke tez thoda sa ga raha hoon. Almost rap but not really.
Yeah.
And then uske baad ek thoda sa aista aista shift aana shuru hota hai, because I realized ki everyone does love ballads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to be like everyone else. So that's when, that's also when I started listening to hip hop. And just like I was saying that whatever I'm listening to, that kind of translates a bit into whatever songs I'm making as well. So once I started listening to hip hop, that's when slowly, slowly I started rapping. But I used to rap in English only because English mein rap karna bahut asaan hota hai. At least writing raps.
Yeah.
That was really easy. And then it got to a point again, same time of the year, just a different year, ki main apne exams ke liye padh raha hun. And that's when I wrote CGPA, which is like my first rap that I ever wrote. So that's where kind of chotis ki story ye hai, my alter ego. उसका सीन ये है कि मेरी खाला मुझे बचपन से छोटे से बुलाती हैं जिसका ऐसे निकने में बिकम आयरोनिक क्योंकि आई ग्रू अप टू बी अ रियली टॉल गाय बट
हाउ टॉल आर यू वैसे
आई एम 6'3" एंड हाफ
That's what I said when I was on
it. He was like, I'm taller than I want to be.
Being tall is really overrated. Like, मेरी टांगे कहीं भी पूरी आती हैं. मतलब किसी बस में बैठा हूँ, किसी जहाज में बैठा हूँ, कहीं भी नहीं पूरी आती.
Shut up, bro. Like, I'm way smaller than I am. You like next to you.
That sounds like a new problem.
What pushed you to put like baaki baatein out there, like before your other songs? Like, what made you like be like, oh, like this song I want to put out there?
It was, why did I produce baaki baatein in the first place?
Maybe,
I went to Jamal Rehman at True Blue Records. I didn't really know him as well, but I went to him and he was, he's always been a guy jo ke thoda koshish karta hai ki young talent ko thoda sa push kare and everything. So I went to him with some love ballads. I don't know if you have you heard Afsana? It's on my
group. I think
so main Jamal ke paas gaya tha with Afsana and I was like, I want to do this song Afsana and this other English rap that I listened.
Which one, bro?
A lot of time on that song and I hate it. But khair, so I went to him with this love ballad that I had and he was like, ah, pyara hai, lekin it sounds like everyone ever. I was like, fit, and I'm just randomly playing my guitar and as I was like, maine gana likhi hua tha kafi der pehle se. So I was just like, baat ki baat hai, baat jodi ki. And instantly just Jamal looks at me and he's like, ye kya hai? So I played him the whole song. He's like, bro, ye karte hai na? Like, start off fresh, like start off with a sound that kahin aur nahi tumhe. So like I feel like that's why we just ditched Afsana and we were like, no, isko chodo, like zara kuch is tarah ki cheez karte hain jisse like ek thodi si identity bhi bane.
It's very catchy and it's so different. It's been stuck in my head for the past 4 days. I'm not gonna
lie. Yeah,
well, main sirf main baithe baithe baat ki baat kar raha hu. Yeah, and then the dance is
imagine shooting that video, bro. Itni mass ho gaya.
How long did it take to shoot it?
One day or two days. Yeah.
3 days.
Really?
Yeah. 3 days. Hamza Nadeem's place house was a whole like separate day, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure it
was. Yeah, that was the second day.
Green screen.
Oh, okay. Green screen.
Yeah, 3 days.
Green screen wala was a good effect. He was like, because of beech mein banda aake dab maar rahe
hai tumse. Yeah, sara matlab scene ye tha ki one of my biggest inspirations to start writing music in the first place was ki I felt like hamari jo generation hai uske liye koi music nahi banta jo hame represent kar raha ho, jisse hum log relate kar sakein. Like, not to matlab take away any respect from other mainstream artists, although I just felt like where is my story? I never heard any of our stories in the music. That's
such a cool thing to say.
So उस सेंस में आई जस्ट वांटेड टू मेक म्यूजिक जिससे हो कि यार अच्छा नहीं ये हमारी बातें कर रहे हैं या हाँ ये आई वेंट थ्रू एग्जैक्टली दिस या मैं इसी जगह पे बैठा होता हूँ और स्टफ लाइक दैट. सो दैट वाज द होल थिंग. बात की बातें का भी यही सीन था कि लाइक इट वाज जस्ट लाइक दिस गाय जिसको सब बस कह रहे हैं कि ब्रो तुम बात में क्या करोगे.
आई थिंक लाइक दैट्स द बेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ योर म्यूजिक लाइक इट्स सो रिलेटेबल लाइक CGPA बात की बातें ऑल ऑफ इट्स लाइक.
ये तुम लोग कितने साल के हो?
आई एम 19. यू आर
19
टू. व्हेन यूनिवर्सिटी
शुरू हो गई? पहला सेमेस्टर, दूसरा सेमेस्टर हो गया.
सो या मतलब I hope that they are relatable, like,
they are, because it's not often you find songs about like GPA, because itna hota hai ki har koi poochta hai, lekin
why not though?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, but why not? I'm honestly, that's what I retorted.
No, but like, I feel like people are like, actually, like, yeah, songs like that have a certain formula always become hits. So people like, achasi formula to follow it.
Also, I think like, a lot of people try, they write, but when they come to the releasing phase, it's the fear of being judged. Matlab, when you put your video out, were you scared that people will say something?
With baat ki baat
hai. Yeah.
यार नहीं मेरे विद बात की बातें कि जिस तरह की एक रैंडम वीडियो है या मतलब हमारा वी वांटेड पीपल टू आइदर बी लाइक आई लव इट इट्स सो रैंडम और आई हेट इट इट्स सो रैंडम मतलब इट्स सपोज्ड टू बी लाइक दैट काइंड ऑफ वीडियो जिसने क्या हो रहा है ये लाइक एंड यू आइदर लाइक इट जिसने तुम लोगों को अच्छा लगे और यू आर जस्ट लाइक कैन यू नॉट लाइक
दैट्स द थिंग के यू वर डिफरेंट देन लाइक एवरीबॉडी एल्स With that is why you I caught
think,
her eye.
Yeah, I think that's why like you're becoming so big as well because like
if
you
I am not like, yet though.
No, but, like,
you're 16.
No, but like you're growing really fast. Like you yeah, you went to LMM, you're going to you went to Islamabad for that music.
Yeah, dude, but the thing is I'm doing this, bro. I've been doing this for the past 4 years. I've been sitting on CGPA for the past 2 years. So it may seem now ke like oh really. Ye dasti bas is blowing up or whatever really. Yeah iski journey bahut jaldi jaldi chal rahi lekin nahi chal rahi like
Salt was 3 years old everybody knows about it now and yeah. Everybody's like ye kahan se aaye 3 saal se consistently
yeah. like for the first 2 years like we had 500 followers only so yeah. Hazar se kabhi phatte nahi
but the thing is I never cared about followers yeah. I was just like I could help someone out with this
so. I wish I could say the same
no yeah. People you know like relating followers. To songs is so powerful that you don't feel alone songs are music is very 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 powerful man.
I feel like sure. Darwaze was more of a risk because yeah. Darwaze ki like there's this actual story jo main pure gaane mein suna raha hu and it's a love story but it's not a love story that everyone can relate to matlab thoda unconventional sa forbidden love type uske bare mein so in that sense it was always a risk yaar will people relate to this I know some people who have come up to me and been like yeah I completely relate to it
yeah.
But I don't think ke like usme wo us tarah ke like baat ki baatein ka khana har jo bhi matlab is umar ka school to university wali transition mein koi bhi hoga everyone is just going to be like yeah
uske alawa like are you any like Pakistani like artists that like inspired you a lot like bachpan mein or like right now
yeah but I follow the Pakistani indie scene yeah, like so, religiously like I love our indie scene but bachpan mein to indie scene exists tab bhi karta tha hame se pata nahi tha but obviously like every other kid grew up listening to Atif
yeah.
We were fortunate enough to grow up listening to singer songwriters Abhi jo generation who's growing up who was probably like in 8th 9th grade they grew up listening to Coke Studio so they're never going to write their own songs because they don't even know ki ye cheez kar bhi sakte ho aap like us tarah ka wo tha and now like I feel like indie circle mein my favorite Pakistani band of all time is Sikandar Ka Mandir
Sikandar Ka Mandir is super good
they are just amazing I love matlab even as individual musicians sare bahut fit hain they're also super sweet and they also make kick-ass music
like, what was your like starstruck moment like someone you met and you're like oh my god that's him has that happened yet
yeah
hote rehte hain
like yeah matlab ab us point pe aa gaya hua hai ki like if when it happens so it's not as big of a deal as it used to be but like kaun tha yaar shuru mein I feel like ek moment thi jab main Iman Suleiman came up to her. She was at a gig and she was like, "Dur se aaye," and she's holding him. I was like, "Damn, okay." Iman Suleiman
is super nice as well.
She's really cool. But I don't think I was starstruck by her in that sense. Come on, musicians.
So think about it. If it comes to your mind, just let it go.
But fortunately, like I feel like 70% of people that I've always looked up to have given me like a thumbs up and an approval which I'm really
good that's good now.
Like abhi Islamabad maybe Ali Noor like came up to me and he was like your set was my favorite
that's amazing
what's been like your best performance maza aaya
LMM
was amazing LMM and when I opened for Talal Qureshi at the Colony because that was the first time I ever did my fully electronic Manu Chote's concept wala jo show hota hai pura that was the first time I ever did it aur bas log pagal ho rahe the I was like okay that's the day when I was like
Huh. And even then, Talal was like working, getting to work with him suddenly was pretty big.
Talal wala, I think, was the starstruck moment when like Talal Qureshi ka mujhe message aata hai ki haan karte hain kaam. And then I played him one of the songs that's going to be on my album. I'm not telling you which one yet. Yaar, main waise tum log ko interview mein baat suna dunga later. I played him a song. Maybe maine usko beat lagaya and I wrapped it in front of him us waqt. And he was just blown away. Us waqt usne mujhe kaha ki bro, tumne jitne gaane mere saath gaane hain, hum banayenge, ye bhi karenge, ab wo bhi karenge. I think us din main bahut excited tha. I was like, this Talal is like, as a rapper, he is probably the only, at least us waqt tak, he was the only producer in Pakistan that I've always wanted to work with. Because I don't know, and I didn't want to make the socially conscious hip hop type thing. Uska Faris ke saath wo ho raha hai. I just wanted to do me, but I knew ke like me and Talal could be a good team.
Yeah. How did you find you? Like, how did you find what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been doing what I wanted to be doing when I wouldn't be doing it. Even back when I was making love ballads, I wanted to make love ballads. So it wasn't like us waqt I was disappointed ke like, nahin, I'm not making the kind of music that I want to make. I honestly wanted to make that kind of music us waqt. But I feel like I like where I am now in the sense, although it's really confusing for listeners and for myself, where I have these two personalities jinke saath I can keep going in and out. Like, matlab, even like you're at the gig, so you can know ke how there is this elevation.
Yeah, I think that's like one of your like unique aspects. I think that's why people would like listen to you more, because
because they like, I feel like, matlab, one thing that I'm really fortunate with is ke there's in my live shows, at least, or generally, like abhi to discography mein teen gaane, but once I have more stuff out, there's gonna be music for everyone.
Yeah.
You listen to hip hop, aapke liye bhi gaana hai. You listen to like R&B type pop, aapke liye bhi gaana hai. Agar aapko love ballads pasand hai, to aapke liye bhi gaana hai. So like the show ka bhi yehi concept hai ki har tarah ka banda jo hai, wo entertain ho raha hai. Like,
yeah, inclusive.
Yeah.
Cause like you're a really good singer. Like, besides rapping, you're a really good singer skill. Because I listened to your song on like Smog City session as well, which is really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I forgot the song name. Like,
Tirane.
Tirane. That was really good as well. Thank you. But like, I think that's why people would come to watch you, because like elementary, like you just turn around, like you rip the thing off.
I
chhod se kha
jata tha mera. Lost that. Yeah, lost that.
Yeah, really lost that.
I have no idea where it went. I think he left it on stage or something.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that until like my friend pointed out. He's like, look at his shirt. I'm like, what? It says shoulders. I'm like, it always said shoulders. Like, no, it said Manu first. I was like, okay, yeah.
That was a last minute decision. Like,
is it Manu or like Manu?
Manu, bro, don't you dare say.
Oh, yeah.
There's a double A there for a reason.
No, because someone told me it's Manu, and I was like, it's.
Who is this?
I don't know. It's like a friend.
Fucker is it?
No, so before the podcast, I was like, what should I call him? Manu or Manu? Because like, two people like have told me it's Manu, but I always like, it's pronounced.
Me and this friend of mine from school, Mujju,
yeah,
we started writing songs together. Humne ek saath hamari sari journey is, although us bande ne abhi tak koi gana nahi release kiya, but trust me, once he releases something, everyone is just gonna be blown away. Kaun hai ye abhi tak kidhar tha? Khair, toh, for sure, like he's the future, definitely. But mera aur Mujju ka, we had this collaborative project because hum dono ko dar lagta tha akele cheeze karne se, mujhe abhi bhi lagta hai. To kya kehte hain, to we had this Facebook page called Manu and Mujju, aur uske for the first 2 days the spelling was MANU and Mujju.
I actually saw the page.
Acha,
yeah, I was looking for like more music because I only found 3 songs shuru mein.
All mil gaye, 4 ho gaye,
4 ho gaye.
काफी मतलब मैं ढूंढ रहा हूँ और I found the page Manu and Mujju.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
So that's exactly what happened. People started calling us Manu and Mujju. So I was like, no, wait, I need to add another A there for it to be Manu. And I was like, Mujju, like, how can you not?
Was it like an instant thing कि मतलब मैंने यही नाम रखना है? Because like, it takes time to come up with something.
Yeah, nahin, instant nahin tha, but at the same time, I always knew that Rahman of shirt and boring naam. Like, aur phir matlab ya to ho ke mera thoda asaan sa bhi naam ho. Aaj tak kabhi zindagi mein na Afshar kisi ne tarah se nahi kaha. That's even worse than Manu. So I was like, I don't. Manu has been my like, meri puri family, mere zyadatar dost hain, sab mujhe Manu bulate hain. So it just felt natural. I was like, bas kar lete hain. Although people did initially think that my name was Manur.
Has someone actually called you that person? Like,
Yeah. Oh my god. I still call him that.
Like, so what about you? Like, what's been your experience with working with him?
It's been the worst time of my life. Yeah, it's been really good because I don't know, it never really started as working together in a sense.
Like, we have an origin story with them.
What's your origin story?
Manu's music key. Because there's this whole phase of just Manu and Muju, and then there's this one point of me just being sick of Muju's non-serious attitude.
Like, oh, I know that.
I hate this.
He got kicked out after the first week on Spotify.
Don't be holding back your friends. Like,
is all I'm saying. The hardest person to work with.
Oh,
this is why you haven't heard any music.
Yeah, he's just impossible. Ab jaake mar mar ke usne ek Instagram pe page wo bhi usne
around
the world. Bro, no one's gonna know that this is you. No one's
everybody
gonna take you seriously. Like, ye mad dance
kaun hai banda? Follow
mad. Yeah, Muju, like, listen to me. Change your handle.
At mad tabs. We coming. Koi gana wagera gaya mad tabs pe ke?
Kuch nahi kiya. Randomly
bas hawa se nikali.
We were talking about the origin story.
Yeah, so there was a time basically. Acha, us point tak main acoustic gaane likh raha tha aur isko bahut pasand bhi the. Theek hai, iski aur iski girlfriend ko
pasand bhi hota tha. Sharma gaya. Sharma gaya. Yeah,
that is absolutely didn't happen.
Yeah, baad mein gaadi mein hona
hai. Ye thoda sa mujhe taan padegi. Oh, chutte ho
gaye. But tumhara manager.
It was dark times
for both of us. Yeah. Both of us were going through like love related issues basically. Or abhi maine CGPA in darwaze I wrote a day apart. So I just started writing electronic and like us tarah ka music. Yeah. And main iske usi din exams khatam ho rahe the for uni. So I went to ISLU and I picked him up and I was like, bro, मुझे नहीं पता तुम पूरे समय के लिए मेरे साथ लाहौर आ रहे हो और लाहौर जाके हम बस हमारा एक आइडिया था कि हम बस 1 minute की इंस्टाग्राम वीडियोज बनाएंगे जिसमें एक कैमरा होगा मैं बैठ के गाना गा रहा हूँ और पीछे कोई ना कोई हैंड डाल रही होगी that was the concept and that if you even like scroll down on our Insta तो like पहली जो 15 posts हैं is just that.
Yeah, I saw one of them. Like, picture like people are just like running around or something.
No, I saw a
lot starting. Yeah, एक जिसमें ये आग लगा देते हैं मेरे पीछे. एक जिसमें एक साइकिल जा रही होती है उसका एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है. इस तरह की चीजें हो रही होती हैं. So that was the initial concept. और उसमें like सिक्की को पहले editing भी नहीं आती थी, कुछ नहीं आता था, कुछ भी नहीं आता था. इसने आहिस्ता-आहिस्ता करना सीखा. Then we started the page. Then he randomly realized, oh, I'm actually good at this. So then we just started doing it. Or following भी बढ़ती जा रही है ना. I think following का नहीं, I think we just have too much fun doing it. Yeah, बहुत बिल्ले थे और हमें कुछ चाहिए था अपनी ज़िंदगी में करने को वरना हम बस depressed हो जाते. So we were just like, okay, no.
So what are you doing right now?
Now, yeah, plenty of things. Like, I have Manu's whole thing going on the side. I was working at a jewelry brand doing their digital marketing up until recently. Like, I just changed jobs and started working at an ad agency. And Trubu, you know,
oh yeah,
Trubu Records. Yeah, like, I'm event manager. I've been working with Jamal for a few months now.
So you're all marketing.
Like, yeah,
you
essentially,
you got him covered. Yeah, high level designer.
He's got a degree.
Excuse me. He's a degree in international development.
In developing Manu internationally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's your degree in at Lams?
Yeah, political science.
So what semester are you in? Like,
I am in my junior year, which is third year. So that's third year, second. I have like a year left.
Why political science though?
Cause why not? नहीं but मैंने initially यार मैंने music करना था और फिर I wanted to do I was like मैं med school में साथ साथ music नहीं कर पाऊँगा.
Yeah.
Lums में फिर भी at least I'll be surrounded with people who would actually want to listen to my music and मतलब it would still give me some time or some platform to actually reach my audience.
Yeah. So
that's why I chose Lums ke saath saath main music bhi kar sakun. And then matlab initially maine economics karni thi because matlab acha backup plan hota hai usna bhi zara seen. Lekin mujhe maths nahi aati.
I
failed calculus.
I have done that too.
So CGPA came off of basically failing calculus. Like uska jo demo tha usme beech mein like after we were about the course you failed calculus. I don't know why we didn't put that in. But khair, So matlab, then it went from economics to economics and political science. Sorry, maths, yeah. So I just did political science.
Economics is so dry as well. Like I took an economics course in college. Like I just couldn't do it.
It's the worst.
Do Hindi awesome, class man. Has so
dry. Stay away from that. Capitalist.
Capitalist. Okay. Let's get like, what are your artists like? Would you like to work with like Pakistan or like internationally? Like, what would be your dream collab with somebody?
Except Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, locally. It's a good question. I really want to work with Abdullah Siddiqui because I feel like his production is just
insane,
and it's also different from what I generally do.
Yeah.
So it'll be pushing me out of my comfort zone. Yeah. Uske lava, I think eventually I would want to do a song with maybe Faris and Talal. But at the same time, like, it has to be the right song.
You don't want to force it.
I don't want to force it, and I don't want it to be a song just where it's like two rappers competing against each other. I want it to be like a conceptual thing. Lekin, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I think dream collab meri yaar isse pehle tak to me and Talal hi hoti, and that's happening now, so that's off the list. Uske alawa kaun hai yaar? I have wanted to work with Natasha Nirani for the past 2 years, and she just agreed to do a song with me, so we still have to do that. Ali Sohail is someone that I would want to like, I would want him to produce my older acoustic stuff because I feel like usko wo kaafi jo usme boring si ek wo hai un gaano mein wo khatam kar dega. I think locally, yeah, and internationally, I feel like it's not even that. Nahi hoga. So why would you even want to talk?
Maybe about one day, kuch nahi pata.
Maybe when we're closer to that day, we can talk about it. I don't want to like get.
You can just leave it at Ed Sheeran for now.
Ed Sheeran and maybe like Drake or The Weeknd. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know.
No, I see that.
So.
So. Have you had like a fan moment, like? मतलब अ फैन वेयरेस्ट फैन इंटरेक्शन यू हैड
यार रिसेंटली लाइक पिछले 1.5 साल से ये होना शुरू है उससे पहले नो वन नेवर एग्जिस्टेड और अब बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग चीजें भी होती हैं लेकिन थोड़ा सा पिक अप भी हो जाते हो लाइक आई रिमेंबर इनिशियली पहले इतनी क्रीपी बात नहीं है लेकिन एक थोड़ी लाइक व्हाट द हेल टाइप मोमेंट थी आई प्लेड माय फर्स्ट शो इन कराची और उधर एक बॉय आया हुआ था एंड उस पॉइंट तक मेरा सिर्फ बात की बातें रिलीज हुआ हुआ था और कुछ भी नहीं रिलीज हुआ हुआ था एंड देयर इज दिस सॉन्ग कॉल्ड आउट्रो व्हिच इज द आउट्रो टू माय एल्बम वो अनरिलीज्ड है वो गाना और मैं साउंड चेक के वक्त गा रहा हूं एंड दिस डूड जस्ट स्टैंडिंग इन द बैक सिंगिंग it with me.
And like our first time in Karachi.
I was really happy, but I was also like, bro, tum hack to nahi kiya like last year. Initially wo tha, phir main ek dafa bhi like recently hi gaya hua tha Nithya Gali. और उधर लाइक मुक्शपुरी टॉप की जो वो है ना ट्रैक उस पर मैंने अभी अभी ट्रैक शुरू किया है और एक रैंडमली बंदा बस उतर रहा था एंड आई वाज लाइक यार कितना लंबा रास्ता है ये वो रैंडम डूड लाइक कितना लंबा रास्ता है क्या सीन है इज इट वर्थ इट इवन ये वो एंड ही इज लाइक मारुस म्यूजिक नो मारुस म्यूजिक एंड उस वक्त आई वाज जस्ट लाइक दिस इज नथिया गली ब्रो मेरे से लाहौर में नहीं होती थी ये चीजें उस वक्त लाइक आई वाज जस्ट एंड देन लाइक ही डिड द स्वीटेस्ट एंड sweetest thing actually it's not weird like it was randomly like he was just like ek second he pulled out a rumal from his pocket and he asked for an autograph which was really cute like I was like damn bro and like shukr hai us waqt mere sath puri lums ki music society ke
stars
like this is dekh rahe ho
max
yeah
is level pe aao
how's your experience been with like the lums music society just been, like there's so many like Iqbal's also
I feel like good yeah
Iqbal is a great guy Iqbal is super talented maine hamari age group mein kisi ko nahi dekha jiska itna acha work ethic jitna Iqbal ka he's a really hard working guy and I feel like over time uska music at least I like it much more. I like his recent stuff. I think he just dropped it.
Yeah,
mixtape.
Yeah, kal aayi hai.
And like Jiski Lathi Uski Mess.
Yeah.
Or it's actually like main raat ko maine 2-3 dafa suni hai. So he start like ab jo us tarah ka jis tarah ka music bana raha hai stuff that I would listen to. Iqbal's really good. There's this other guy, Usama Mansoor.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Usama are like best friends, or like we'll be. He is one of the best songwriters that I've ever met. Like, insane, Evamanda.
Probably the craziest like guitarist.
Oh, he's really good.
I've seen his guitar. Like,
really good. Yeah. You guys should get him as well. Wo bhi ek bahut, I think he'd be really fun to talk to. Like, but us sense mein, yaar, uske ilawa, not to say anything bad to the society or anything, but I haven't really felt bahut zyada support from them. Which is maybe unki galti nahi hai, meri wo, because I've always been bahut into the society nahi raha kabhi, because I've always been doing this stuff as well, saath saath. But I don't know, I wouldn't really want to comment on the society as a whole, but at the same time,
there's a few in there.
Haan, matlab, kuch log hain society mein who have been like really, really like matlab, awesome supporters and everything. But I feel like as a collective, wo, like, itni mujhe support nahi mili, which is all right, maybe, maybe they don't like it as much, but it's all good. Like, na, no offense to anyone.
Again, mind me to not share this WhatsApp group.
But yeah, okay, lekin matlab jab maine lums shuru kiya tha, when I was in my
lumsu.
President tha music society ka, Yunus, he is really sweet. Like, and he was really into the indie music scene as well. And I remember wo president tha aur main ek fresh inductee tha, and he really didn't need to do this, but he individually came and made an effort with me, listened to my stuff, and then he was matlab mujhe proper like kehta tha ki like bro tera bahut scene hai, like koshish karta rahe. Him and Iqbal generally, and Usama though later on, because he's also a friend, and we've also written lots of songs together. So uska mera aur Usama ka, like, that's a different goal, because we try to play every show possible together. But wo wala scene hai, I want to share my platform with at least like people like Munju and Usama, who I feel ke are the best things that have come out of the like Lahori music scene in the past 4 years, but no one pays them any attention.
Their stuff needs to be heard just as much as
I saw Sama perform as well, and then like Re-Arts.
And then
he's super good line as well.
I've seen Osama a number of times. Coffee Palace. He's been doing it for so long.
No, because like what advice would you give to like people who like want to like pursue music?
Just write original song.
Just write original song.
Just don't think about anything else. Just write original, like, at least for a start, OG.
Yeah.
Just original gaanon ka scene hai. Like, meri sari, I started writing songs because ek to koi, no one was representing our generation, because us time pe koi original music nahi nikal raha tha. This pissed me off ke like log abhi bhi covers kyun kar rahe hain, halanki main khud bhi wohi kar raha tha. But I always felt like ki matlab cover hamesha koi na koi aapse behtar ga sakta hai, lekin agar aapka apna gaana hai, then no one can do it the way that you do it. So I feel like although I don't feel like I'm at a point where I should be giving advice to people, but if they were to ask for it, I would say write original songs and just do as many shows as possible, because jab tak aapko aap in the moment kisi ke liye kuch gaate nahi aur aap unka reaction nahi dekhte, to aapko nahi pata chalta ki aapko ki aapka gana acha hai aur ki aapko bhi maza aa raha hai ye karte hue ki nahi aa raha. Like, because I remember playing shows, do ya teen log aaye hote the. मतलब और उनमें से दो लोग मेरी अम्मी और मेरी खाला, तो लिटरली एक एक बंदे के लिए भी मैंने शो पूरा अपना सेट बजाया हुआ है. सो आई फील लाइक दैट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोसेस दो, सो लाइक बिकॉज़ इट्स रियली व्हेन यू स्टार्ट ऑफ तो इट बहुत डिसहार्टनिंग सा हो सा होता
है. दैट्स अ रियली इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग,
बहुत डिसअपॉइंटमेंट,
पीपल डोंट गेट दैट के शुरू में यू नीड टू
जस्ट द स्टार्ट, बट लाइक थ्रू आउट लाइक थिंग्स लुक लाइक दे आर गोना हैपन एंड लाइक यू आर अबाउट टू गेट योर बिग ब्रेक.
दैट्स व्हाई वी डिडंट पोस्ट अबाउट दिस, वी लाइक अगर एंड ना आया हम क्या करेंगे.
बट मीटिंग पीपल एंड टॉकिंग सो मेनी पीपल एंड सो मच गेट्स प्रॉमिस एंड सेड
लाइक
आई डू, यू जस्ट लाइक
बट आई It would take forever for me to just tell you that like, हाँ मुझे इस बंदे ने भी ये promise किया था, मुझे इस बंदे ने भी ये promise. लोग इतनी बातें ते हैं ना,
sense खुद हो गया.
हाँ, ये मैंने भी recently सीखा है. इस्लामबाद जब मैं गया था show में जाने के लिए, तो उधर बूढ़े-बूढ़े aunties और uncles आए हुए थे, मैं भी आया हूँ. I just released my song for गालियाँ, and उस वक्त मैं आया, just be like 3.9
Abhi na, when he was coming here, he was listening to CGPA on speaker with his dad in the car. And his dad was like,
I was like scared. I was like, okay. And I was like, okay, my dad likes music. He won't mind. But if my mom was there, then I was like, shit.
Yeah. I don't know. अब मैं 19 साल का हो गया मैं ये कर सकता हूँ
we can break this barrier
we chill now homie
it's cool man even I was worried about it like my parents came to see Manu for the first time a bit kablam because they live in Islamabad so I was when I found out they're coming I'm like
हाँ दोनों में legit एक mini panic क्या करें क्या करें क्या करें बाकी like जो लोग थे oldies type were like सही है आइडियली ना दूंगा गाने लेकिन दे भी दूं सॉन्ग लाइक आई
हैव इट्स नॉट देयर लाइक
या
दिस म्यूजिक इज इन फॉर देम इन एनी केस सो लाइक इजी सीन देयर बट देन व्हेन हिज पेरेंट्स आर कमिंग आउट दैट
आंटी क्या सोचेगी डज योर मॉम थिंक ही इज लाइक द फुल शरीफ दोस्त और लाइक
डज शी व्हाट
डज शी थिंक ही इज लाइक द शरीफ दोस्त वो फुल अच्छे वाला
आई थिंक शी नोस हिम वेल एनफ टू नो ही इज नॉट द शरीफ फॉर श्योर
बट आई थिंक बोथ आवर पेरेंट्स नो दैट वी आर जेन्युइनली गुड फॉर ईच अदर बिकॉज़ ही स्पेंट हिम जिंदगी में कुछ नहीं कर रहे थे और अब एटलीस्ट लाइक वी हैव शिट टू डू लाइक वी आर डूइंग अ फ्रीकिंग पॉडकास्ट
आर देयर लाइक पॉइंट्स वेयर यू हैव टू मोटिवेट हिम और वाइस वर्सा कि मतलब कर लो कुछ
वाइस वर्सा ही जस्ट मेरे थोड़ी थोड़ी देर बट टैंट्रम्स भी नहीं मैं कहूंगा यार जिन like aap insecure hote ho like you were saying pehle bhi ki like releasing music might seem like a very like chilled out or fun thing no but it's really stressful like in classes mein constantly us dekh raha hu streams kitne hain ye kya wo kya and to be honest like abhi tak baat ki baatein ke bare mein nahi main baat karna chahta cuz I don't really people should love the song if they do but I don't like that song anymore because I think I'm kind of over it now but I feel like darwaze deserve much more than it got so that kind of like uske baad I was a bit yaar because us waqt tak maine apne circle mein aur is tarah ke logon ko jisko bhi sunaya tha everyone really liked it
yeah
they were like oh it's game changing matlab and some people have matlab khair some great things happened with darwaze as well bbc asia network ne gana chala that did an interview with them so some cool stuff did happen but I felt like wo ek mass appeal thi वो नहीं आई तो उसके बाद मैं थोड़ा डाउन सा हो गया था एंड आई वाज लाइक पता नहीं आई फील लाइक वी हैवंट रियली फिगर्ड इट आउट आई फील लाइक इवन अभी तक
स्टिल हैवंट
वी रिलीज सीजीपीए जस्ट बिकॉज़ वी आर सिक ऑफ दिस नाउ बिकॉज़ वी कांस्टेंटली फील लाइक ओ वी हैव टू डू इट राइट बट वी नेवर डू इट राइट इवन व्हेन वी हैव द रिसोर्सेज टू डू इट
या लाइक
विद दरवाजे वी मेड अ वीडियो वी made hype वी डिड एवरीथिंग लाइक जो हमें उस वक्त लग रहा था कि करना चाहिए इट स्टिल डिडंट वर्क So I was just like, yeah, फिर कुछ नहीं होता फिर बस रिलीज करता रहता हूँ एंड टू बी ऑनेस्ट लाइक इट डज वर्क एज वेल बिकॉज अभी LMM के बाद एकदम से दरवाजे की स्ट्रीम्स हैव शॉट अप
Yeah.
So it's like maybe it just
was a bad time.
I feel like darwaze will age well. Like
yeah, I feel like sometimes it's all about like luck and timing as well. Sometimes it's just
a lot of it, yeah.
Timing matters so much with
like. Like we released our first podcast like first day of LMM. I was like LMM like every 5 minutes I was just checking views kitna aa rahe hain
But that's the thing I told him that doesn't matter in the long run. If we keep doing it, people who like it will come. We don't need quantity.
Yeah.
Quantity ka matlab and like you released a song. We were stressed about talking on a mic and we got shit for talking on a mic. मतलब हेट तो आनी है तो
हां एक्चुअली फॉर्चूनेटली मुझे अभी तक कोई बहुत ज्यादा हेट नहीं मिली मतलब अनलेस आई गो बैक टू लाइक रियली अर्ली डेज ऑफ व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड राइटिंग सॉन्ग्स तब कुछ बहुत ज्यादा प्रोमिनेंट रॉक स्टार्स हैं हमारी इंडस्ट्री में हु वाज रियली जस्ट अ क्रैंकी गाय हु वाज जस्ट टेकिंग आउट हिज क्रैंकीनेस ऑन अ 16 ईयर ओल्ड हु वाज जस्ट ट्राइंग टू राइट सॉन्ग्स आई एम नॉट गोना से हु
हाउ डिड यू डील विद
हिज
Oh, I swear to God, I was about to say, how much of a dick he was.
I don't think we should say it.
We'll bleep it out. But it was like, when you meet someone you look up to, it's so like, एकदम से you understand.
Bro, ये तो एक चीज है जो के like मैंने बहुत ज़्यादा realize किया है. All my heroes are just the biggest disappointments ever. लिटरली मुझे अभी तक अदर देन सिकंदर का अदर देन हमारा इंडी सर्कल
या
इंडी सर्कल में भी कुछ लोग हैं हु वर माय हीरोज अंटिल आई सॉ देम और आई मेट देम एंड आई वाज जस्ट लाइक सीरियसली यू आर समवन आई लुक्ड अप टू लाइक कौन लाइक क्या हो तुम लोग सही मतलब उस सेंस में इंडी सर्कल के अलावा मतलब ये जनरली लाइक एक मेरी बहुत बड़ी रियलाइजेशन हुई है कि लाइक ऑल माय हीरोज आर डिसअपॉइंटमेंट्स बिकॉज़ आई डोंट नो इफ the fame gets to them yeah kya hota I don't think any reason is good enough for you yeah. just
lose especially when you're like with a fan or somebody because like for that one person you're like oh like yeah. you're my hero yeah, man. Like
and this one guy who's recently really blown up a lot is just the biggest disappointment ever if you meet him in person he won't even meet you in person yeah and I'll tell you after
naam aa rahe hain main kehna nahi cha raha editing wale ke saath
मैंने गाना गाया था फिर अंडरस्टैंडेबल In retrospect, ये गाना भी अच्छा नहीं था ठीक है लेकिन मैं उस बंदे के म्यूजिक स्कूल में काम कर रहा था फॉर फ्री फॉर अ ईयर मैन एंड दे प्रॉमिस्ड मी दे विल मेक अ होल एल्बम फॉर मी व्हिच दे नेवर डिड ठीक है आई डिडंट गेट पेड और एनीथिंग फॉर इट ठीक है आई वाज जस्ट गिविंग माय फ्री टाइम टू देम बिकॉज़ आई वाज लाइक आई हैव टू डू समथिंग म्यूजिक रिलेटेड कांस्टेंटली एंड आई एम जस्ट सिटिंग देयर एंड ही हैज फाइनली शोड अप टू द प्लेस एंड आई वाज लाइक कैन आई प्लीज प्ले यू अ सॉन्ग एंड आई प्लेड हिम अ सॉन्ग एंड लाइक ब्रो उसने भी तीन लाइनें सुनी मुझे लाइक चुप करो लाइक तुमने ऐसे नहीं गाना तुम ऐसे गाओगे तो कोई 150 लड़कियां हैं जो कि बहुत खुश होंगी लेकिन पीछे 10 नॉन्डे खड़े होंगे जो तुम्हें गालियां दे रहे होंगे नाउ लाइक गोल्स
वेयर इज द प्रॉब्लम
बट ही वाज जस्ट लाइक नहीं तुम्हारे एक्सेंट में मसला है तुम्हें ऐसे गाना चाहिए जैसे तुम गड़ी छाओ के जट हो सो माय होल प्रॉब्लम वाज कि यार देख मैं नहीं हूँ गड़ी शॉट के जट एंड दैट्स नथिंग अगेंस्ट गड़ी शॉट के जट वो जो है वो उस तरह का गाना गाए अब मैं हूँ जिस तरह का भी हूँ ठीक है लाइक आई एम गोना मेक म्यूजिक दैट आई कैन रिलेट टू
सो मेनी पीपल वुड एक्चुअली सिंग लाइक गड़ी शॉट का जट आफ्टर दैट दो दैट्स लाइक यू डिडंट फेज
बिकॉज़ आई फील लाइक आई हैव ऑलवेज हैड दैट सेल्फ बिलीफ जस्ट लाइक नहीं जस्ट Because again, like, मतलब Ed Sheeran का मैं इतना बड़ा फैन था कि हर उसका आज तक YouTube पे कोई ऐसी वीडियो नहीं है जो मैंने उसकी
वो वाली देखी है जिसमें उसका सर वो ब्रिज पे लगने लगता है
Sorry guys, this is the end of this podcast. Show me that video.
Our videos to watch. But like, उस boy का भी like he's someone that I always looked up to और उसके interviews में भी he just always be like, यार नहीं just do you. Like yeah. people like it fit if they don't then
that's
don't.
Our motto too for the page yeah, you do you because do it's you. So important to just be yourself in a world where everybody tries to be
yeah, yeah. yeah exactly sure
I think that's what like helps
and staying true to yourself well. Exactly. especially as like a solo artist when it's yeah. like just you you are your singer your songwriter yeah. yeah. you're like singing over beats and so you don't have band members and things like that to keep you like motivated or like keeping you going in one yeah, direction
and there's like so much pressure like it's hard to stay grounded as well but
Like, yeah, that pressure I think जो है वो externally है वो internal है
yeah.
like हम दोनों के बीच में है एक pressure कि yeah. bro कुछ करने या मेरे अंदर एक है drive कि यार नहीं I have to because yeah. like the goals that I've set for myself are like goals that I'll never achieve and I'm all right with that
what but are those to,
यार I would मतलब this is again like बचपन की एक बात yeah. है but yeah. I still want to stand like make the bar that high ताकि even if I reach halfway there I'm happy like
yeah. Yeah.
and that's to
That's such a good way to set goals.
Yeah, मतलब सही ऐसी रखो कि like ठीक है फिर तुम कभी दुबई जाके भी शो बजा लिया तो you'll be like हाँ नहीं I would have never been able to do this if this was my peak. Like, so मतलब जिस तरह LMM was always this one thing like पिछले चार सालों से this monster in my head कि like I have to do it I have to do it I applied in 2018 I didn't get in and like I was really disappointed but that was And especially when I didn't get in, I was like, okay, ये ultimate है. But जो ही वो मैंने कर लिया, मैं एकदम से इतना lost हो गया. I was like,
अब क्या करूँ?
So what's next? And I was like, okay, headlining Hall One में बजाना है. अगली रात को I played with Dilar in Hall One. Yeah. I was like, अच्छा, then I was like, नहीं, अब गाने release करना है. Let's get those streams, because that's one department in which we've been lagging. Like, pichle do mahine mein humne pata nahi kitni gigs ki hain.
Yeah.
But it's just ki.
There's such less stuff of you online. Like, I literally three gaane mile hain mujhe. Aur YouTube pe bhi you just have three videos up.
Despite that, like tumne bhi dekha hoga shows pe people know the lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're good songs. Really, they're amazing. Your song was on the radio the other day as well.
Yeah, radio pe chalte rehte hain. Thankfully, like, yeah, but. Generally, like I've seen it, gigs ke, like, ठीक है जो मेरे दोस्त हैं वो तो दोस्त हैं, but even other random people just looking at them and they're मेरे साथ साथ गा रहे हैं. I love it, but at the same time it's just like how.
Especially the guy singing the lyrics last day.
Yeah, something like that. And then also like मतलब पता नहीं यार, like लोग जो हम वो बता नहीं रहे थे कि हमने 1-1 minute versions
बनाने
शुरू की थी, bro, like literally like 10 people have come up to me and been like, bro, हम लोग रिपीट पे सुनते हैं वो 1-1 minute versions. देख हम गाड़ी में बैठते हैं और हम वो लगाते हैं और हम वो 1 minute का वो सुनते हैं और वो फिर मुझे गालियां देते हैं कि तुम क्या गंदे इंसान हो, हमें इस तरह की चीज करते हैं. Have a heart.
At the time, that was like the only thing you could do. Though.
Yeah,
he had written and he was sitting on so many songs.
BB man, like I have the next two albums ready. Like in the sense that I know what songs are gonna go on which album. I know which direction everything is going in. I know all of that stuff. But it's just that like, shuru mein resources nahi the,
no,
paise nahi the. Ab phir bhi us point pe aaye ke paise ikatthe karke like pehli album ka sab. Like I'm waiting on the last song. Baki bhul jaate.
How do you feel about the album? Now that's like it's almost done, like,
man, I'm really proud of it. I feel like as a body of work, as a debut album,
how long have you been working on?
I think the first song that I wrote for the album was 2 years ago. I think CGP or Darwaze pehle gaane the.
And Sakhi's been with you
throughout. Aur jo sabse recent gaana hai, that's like from 3 months ago. So it's been like 2 years of writing shitloads of songs and then choosing the best ones and seeing what fits with what. Do I want to start off with a Manu thing or a Chokas thing? Do I want to confuse the shit out of everyone? Or do I want to slowly like take my time with it and see get chakra scene? So it's been like a work in process probably like for the past 2 years.
For sure. Because we've also been trying to make sure that like if we do it, we do it
right.
Properly, or our version of as much as right as we can. That's be, and not like a sort of half-ass thing. Like when we see production, we be
Abhi
bhi ideally there was so much more we wanted to do. Like if we had the resources.
You have to like find the right balance between like, oh, like we did too much, or like
you have to compromise on a lot of things. But at the end of the day, like the music, solely the music, I don't think we've ever wanted to compromise on.
If it's what you've been doing up till now, I'm sure it'll be amazing.
I mean, it's an album, but it's not an album in sense mein, it doesn't have like an interlude or is tarah ki cheeze nahi hai. It's just a collection of singles. So what ideally we would have wanted was ki har gaane ki apni music video and like do what strings did, but obviously hamare paas itne paise kabhi the nahi. And video banane mein bahut time lagta hai, bahut paise lagte hain, so we're just like yaar acha abhi hum nahi kar sakte. CGP ki bhi we're gonna do a video for sure. And we release it
for as many as we can.
But I was like, I don't want to be tied down by that. And like you said, ki abhi bhi teen gaane hain. Like,
the frustration of that for us is like,
I wanted to listen to more. I like them so much. I was like, mujhe aur chahiye.
Dude, trust me, if you guys get frustrated that there's only three of them, like imagine for us sitting on how many, and like how can you just have this be lying
there. Main jaoga na, main 1 minute version sun raha hoon.
Maybe we play you some of the albums we played for you.
Yeah.
I have almost the whole thing ready. But yeah, like this is the introductory project basically.
So like you knew us kab se?
Yeah.
Like when we texted you knew we were tab.
Yeah. Matlab I've been following the page and laughing at your piece.
That's why Shirin for us.
I didn't know that you guys were doing podcasts.
No, we just started.
We just started like this month actually. Because like 2 weeks ago. I wasn't here and like I wanted to do it really badly and
I was
like
killing you.
I'm not a podcast person. Okay. He is. I really wanted to do something productive because
I'm with her for a few months. So I was like, "Achha kuch karte
hain." Then he called you. You said, "Sir,
acha." That's how this started.
Sir, yeah, he was. Yeah,
was. Technically, that has happened before. Yes.
but like I was like, let's finally do something, yeah, because like I'm sitting at home doing nothing, and like we were like, okay, let's start.
And I'm always down for something. Matlab, I am. I can't. I don't know if you have this, but I can't sit there alone. So मुझे लगता है मैं अपनी ज़िंदगी पर बात करूँ मैं अगर केला बैठा हूँ.
नहीं, I wouldn't say कि I can't sit vela, but when I sit vela, I start hating myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah, that's me.
Like yeah. 6 hours then I'm like, shit, can't sit with this lad. Yeah, but
in these cycles, me fuzzed up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so important to be self-aware.
Yeah,
to break out of them.
I feel like the more villa time you have, the more ungrateful you become.
Yeah, exactly.
Nahi, you're chasing. Nahi, what do you want? I mean, haan, theek hai, like streams aa rahe hain. Nahi, I want to hit more.
Inshallah.
Yeah, but anyways, thanks for coming on. I think we hit the 1 hour mark. But like, yeah, anything you want to plug? Like, when's your new album coming out?
Yeah, so we didn't get to talk about the album. Like, So the album is called Yen City.
Yeah.
It's dedicated to Lahore. I feel like Lahore ki koi aaj tak identity us sense mein nahi hui, at least the Lahore jo hamare liye Lahore hai, Dehradun and everything,
basically outside of Dehradun, like
yeah, but look
covered achi tarah ho gaya hai, like
hamare liye tourist attraction hai, hum kab jaate hain.
Yeah,
but like ye wala, so it's called Yen City. So the thing is ke hum log ka scene hai ke every Friday now we're going to release one song.
This
so,
Friday
CGPA Saturday ko hua hai hamare paas aapki version.
There was some technical difficulties on our end.
But I think we're going to be happy because Friday ko Shamoon ne bhi nikala, Faris ko bhi nikala, aur completely overshadow already bhi ho chuke hain, lekin thode aur ho jate hain agar hum usi din karte. So next Friday gana aa raha hai called Khwab, which again I've been sitting with for the past like 2 years. So every week basically we release one song. Till the album is done, till we get to outro, which is the last song. And once outro ho jata, then we'll come on all streaming platforms as an album. Because ab wo then you aap kar sakte.
How many songs are on the album?
It's 8 songs. Are we counting BKB? Let's go. Let's go. But
it's like
okay, let's count BKB. BKB acha gaana hai. Let's say you know. दरवाजे सी जी पी ए ख्वाब
आउट्रो
एक खता हो गई मेरे दिल से मुकैबो एंड आउट्रो एट सॉन्ग
साउंड रियली डिफरेंट
which one's your favorite out of them?
So there's 2 chote songs and 6 one songs. So with the chotest, I like Mugambo is my favorite because it's the most fun to do.
Yeah,
like,
this is
song that I ended my set with. Yeah. Uspe crazy ho jata hai sab kuch. Like it's just so much fun to do. I think Mugambo is
that song.
Yeah, shout out Saad man. Like
he made a sick beat.
Like people need to be following the new coming like the producers and Saad Awan and Noe Karachi ka we met randomly. और उसको मैंने ये गाने का आइडिया भेजा है, he sent me the beat, it's just everything that I could have asked for.
Psycho
मतलब but ये सारे हैं, so that's Yen City.
How many of these did you help contribute to?
Dude, I wrote all of them. पिछले घंटे से ये बकवास कर रहे हैं. I was just gonna say once this ended, like you guys do.
माइक बंद होते पीछे मैं गा रहा हूँ.
मैं गा रहा हूँ.
मैं आई थिंक दो तीन तो थे यार, मतलब मैं बैठा होता हूँ ये फीफा खेल रहा होता है और मैं लिख रहा होता हूँ साथ बैठ के, तो ये होता है चुप आवाज आ रही है माइक में ये वो, एंड आई जस्ट बी लाइक ब्रो अगर मगर से क्या राइम है, एंड देन बी लाइक ये भी करता है एंड देन आई विल बी लाइक अगर मगर छोड़ो क्या है
क्या भाई
like, इस तरह का होता है कि I'm saying, sitting there, like, I need one more word that rhymes with
that. Let me just say, like, you'll know which ones I'm reading. Like, the ones that really stand apart, like, in the name song, you'll know that's me. Like.
I think he's done in all
the FIFA. FIFA yaad bande ki alag hi wisdom nikalti
hai. I'm telling you, man.
It's a process. I play FIFA.
That's how we recorded the first podcast. FIFA khelte
hain. But, yeah, uske alawa kya hai future mein? CGPA ki video aegi. We'll try and make as many videos as possible.
Some music with Talal coming out.
Some collabs with Talal, which
that's gonna be big,
exciting stuff. Hopefully big.
Like it's the songs on their own are big. There's 6 songs.
But yeah. Or CGPA ka. Yeah, so we just released CGPA. Like, yeah. I think Lucky's self-explanatory. Yeah. So the first verse is all like stuff that other people have been telling me.
Yeah.
You singer ban gaya to tere piche kutte badhenge. There is kuch bhi nahi hoga. Apni grades ko focus kar lo. Like ye ye sara scene hai. Then the second verse is just a response to that. I'm like, oh, I really don't get it. Don't ask me about my GPA. Ask me about there's other things in my life that are more important than my GPA. But ye ye hai, like, I don't think.
Just get. You be cuddling the ball though.
That's a lot on your plate. Like, you already have like a second album prepared as well.
Prepared? It's like, when you know I say prepared, you know, I know what songs. I have the songs since, but like, they're not recorded, mixed, and mastered.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, but if you finalize a song, then a few weeks later you're like, nah, it's me. Yeah, it does.
But look, I know that the next album is going to be a full show.
But like, yeah, you have a plan.
So, like,
full show, that's exciting.
This whole thing is just anticipation. Ke wo chotas. And then, like, towards Magambo, it's just like Chotas kind of takes control for the next 6 months or so.
Beach mein, there might be some random like Manu
singles. Acoustic gaane main nikalta rahunga beach mein. I just want to confuse everyone. Like, legit, because we released CGPA ki ek video and tarane and something else all in 1 week. And everyone was just so confused. Okay, what are we supposed to expect? Like, kis tarah ka aayega? So I want to keep that thing. It should be exciting. Okay, like,
Oh yeah, and there's going to be another song session.
Yeah, so there's another song city session. Yeah, the song is also on my album.
Yeah, that should be around. I don't know exactly.
I don't know. Let's see what they have. But yeah, like, or small. But yeah, I think.
So that's good. Thanks for coming on.
It was really amazing. You were as good as we thought. You want to take us out?
I'll take us out. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.